They were in the prison, they cried and they sang, and the chains broke off. doing it is not possible. Maybe they have told you this one cannot happen. Maybe they have told you this kind you have not seen it before is a record. Don't the giants. Don't the talk of reports. Don't the feeling in your body. Don't the pain in your head. Don't the pain in your body. But be on the way to him. God will show you. I said, God will show you. Somebody.
I said, God will minister to somebody. Yeah. And our lives will never be the same in the name of Jesus. Yeah. Please, can we put our hands together for the choir? Is it the choir that just minister you're putting your hands together for like that? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Before I go into the message, I just want to remind all the workers. Listen, we have a workers' meeting on Saturday. Make sure you are there, every worker. Make sure we have been announcing it, so there's no excuse. Make sure you are there, every worker. Amen?
Amen.
And also, starting from tomorrow to Friday, we have push. Pray until something happens. The venue is just at the junction of the road here. It's not far. Make sure you are there. Amen?
Amen.
The theme of the program is Fresh Fire. There's something God wants to do in somebody's life. I said there's something God wants to do in somebody's life.
Amen.
Paul, he was at the beach in Malta. He took a stick. They were gathering firewood. As he was putting the stick into the fire, there was a snake inside the stick that came out. There is no snake that can live in a place where there is fire. Amen?
Amen.
During this week, we want to pray, God, send your fresh fire into our lives.
Amen.
Everything that is hiding anywhere, they're going to start running out. You know what the Bible says? The stranger shall hear the voice of God. And what shall they do? They will run out of their hiding place. And so please, do not miss the program this week. Monday to Friday, 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. And God is going to visit you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Let's turn our Bibles to Genesis chapter 12. Genesis chapter 12. We read it earlier during the Bible reading. Genesis chapter 12. We'll read from verse 1 to 9. Praise the Lord. Now the Lord said to Abram, go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you, and I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great, so that you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and him who dishonors you, I will curse. And in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed. So Abraham went as the Lord had told him, and Lot went with him. Abraham was 75 years old when he departed from Haran. And Abraham took Sarai his wife, and Lot his brother's son, and their possessions that they had gathered, and the people that they had acquired in Haran, and they set out to go to the land of Canaan. When they came to the land of Canaan, Abraham passed through the land to the place at Shechem, to the oak at Moreh. At that time, the Canaanites were in the land. Then the Lord appeared to Abraham and said, to your offsprings I will give this land. So he built there an altar to the Lord who had appeared to him. From there he moved to the hill country on the east of Bethel and pitched his tent with Bethel on the west and Ai on the east. And there he built an altar to the Lord and called upon the name of the Lord. And Abraham journeyed on, still going towards the Negev. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. There are a few things that strike me from this passage. So God called Abraham and said, leave your father's house to the land I'm going to show you. And you know, when you read on, severally, you see Abraham getting to a place and settling down. The Bible says, Abraham pitched a tent. Can we say pitch the tent? Do you know what a tent is? Do you know what a tent is? A tent is not a permanent structure. Amen? A tent is made up of bags and clothes. You can pack it up at any time and move away. God says, I will take you or go to a land that I will show you until God said, this is the land. Abraham refused to build a permanent structure. Are you with me? There are too many of us that are building permanent structures on the land that God has not shown us. There are too many of us that are building permanent structures. This is what Jesus said. Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am, there you will be also. Where is the land that God is going to show you? Heaven. Are we together? There are too many of us that are building permanent structures on the earth. There are too many of us that are living our lives on the earth as if this is everything. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Abraham built tents. He built tents. And this is not my message. This is not my message. It just occurred to me as I was reading now. The Lord is saying to somebody, go and dismantle your permanent structure and build a tent. Because this place, this world is not your home. There are too many of us. There are too many of us. The reason why you cannot serve God is because you are pursuing some earthly things. There are too many of you here. The reason why you have no friendship, no relationship, no communion with God is because you are busy pursuing money. God said, I should tell you, you know yourself. Dismantle your permanent structure and build a tent. Amen?
Amen.
Dismantle your permanent structure and do what? Build a tent. Because this world is not your home. This world is not your home. Christians, this world is not your home. Stop living your life as if this is all there is. A brother offends you, you keep him in your heart so much. Why? Because in the presence of somebody insulted you, and you say, does he not know he embarrassed me? This world is not your home. Embarrassment, they are just temporal. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Does he not know I'm not his age mate? Why did he talk to me like that? Insults are temporal. This world is not your home. Stop building a permanent structure for things that will not last. Are we together? No. I have a certain class. I have to dress like this. I have to dress like this. And you do all sorts of things to look like the world. This world is not your home. It is summer. There's a certain way everybody dresses in summer. This world is not your home. You have a home. The day you took up the title Christian, you stopped being a Nigerian. You stopped being a European. You stopped being a Cameroonian. You became a Christian. And because of that, it is not what your fellow citizens on earth do, you do, sir. You do what your heavenly home demands. Amen?
Amen.
This world is not your home. Stop building permanent structures. This world is not your home. I remember when I was very, very young. I'm still young. But when I was younger and growing up, there were certain things that were just the overwhelming concern of my heart. There were certain parts of my life I do not permit anybody to step on. Don't step on it. Otherwise, you will know that I can shout. Get angry! Change my face, shout at the top of my voice. Everybody, one day he too was angry because I was angry, we are angry like father, like son. That's not the topic of today's Sunday school. I was angry and shouted, and he too shouted at me, said, Emmanuel, go and pray for your life. Your life is bending. You see, when I think about it, I realize those things do not matter. Why was I angry? Because I was sweeping the house in the morning. Somebody asked me, where's my shoe? That shoe, we don't know where it is now. That house, we are not living there anymore. Why are you angry? These things are temporal. Stop building permanent structures on the earth. Amen?
Amen.
The Lord will help us in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Now, today, we are going to be talking about, this month is our month of increase. So we're going to be talking about increase. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are going to be talking about conditions for receiving God's increase. Conditions for receiving God's increase. You see, when God promises a thing, God is set to do what he has promised. God does not fail. The Bible tells us in Numbers chapter 23 that God is not a man that he should lie. He's not the son of man that he should repent. As he said a thing, shall he not do it? If God promises, God does. Amen. And so, but one thing I have learned is that God does not bless people for blessing's sake. Can you turn to your neighbor and say, God does not bless for blessing's sake?
God does not bless for blessing's sake.
God does not bless because you have prayed hard.
God does not bless because you have prayed hard.
Let me tell
If God blesses by prayers, mountain of fire people will be the most blessed people. Catholic people will be the least blessed people. No, because, no, serious. I'm not trying to deride any church. In Catholic, we just, they do it carefully, right? No more power. Mountain of fire. So if God blesses by the volume, by the intensity of your prayers, then everybody will move to mountain of fire. But God does not bless like that. Amen?
Amen.
God does not bless because you just asked. It's not because you said, God bless me, that God will bless. God does not just bless because He promised. God says, I will bless you. But that is not the reason why He will just give the blessing. Are we together? Sometimes some Christians hold God and say, God, you promised. Why am I not seeing the fruit of your promise? God does not bless for the sake of blessing. God does not answer prayers for the sake of answering prayers. Let me tell you something. I know you know it, but in case you do not know, if God decides to resign today from being God, what will happen to Him? If God decides not to bless anybody today, will He stop being God? God does not do things. There's always a purpose. Whatever God does it for a purpose. When God pours out His blessing, it is for a reason. When God promises a blessing, it is for a reason. Hallelujah. Question for you. Do you therefore qualify to receive the blessings of God? If God does not bless for blessing's sake, then there must be a reason why God blesses. Do you qualify to receive the blessing? Number two, have you met the conditions to receive the blessing? Number three, do you have the capacity to contain the blessing? Do you have the capacity? Do you have enough room to contain the blessing? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Somebody is praying, Lord, bless me with a car. Bless me with a car. After God bless you with a car now, you will see you have to be paying road tax every month. Every year. You have to pay insurance. You begin to say, why will I get the money to do it? Who asked you to pray for the car in the first place? You have to be buying fuel every other week. Amen? Capacity. Do you have the capacity to contain the blessings of God? These are the questions we are going to try to answer today. And God will help us to answer this in the name of Jesus. Now, who can receive from God? When we are saying, God, enlarge my coast. When we are saying, God, bless me. When we are saying, God, I want to spread. Or we want the church of God to spread. When we are saying, God, we want to increase. Who is this person that can increase, that God will bless, that will receive from God? Number one, quality of the person that we receive from God. One who has come out from among them. Amen? One who has done what? Come out. Let's turn our Bible. 2 Corinthians chapter 6. 2 Corinthians, in fact, I don't want to open it. Let someone that is dead read for us. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 16 and 17. It's on the screen, I'll read. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 16 and 17. Is anybody there? Somebody that will receive from God. 2 Corinthians chapter 6. What agreement has the temple of God with idols? You are the temple of the living God. Yes. I will dwell in them. I will walk in them. I will be their God. They shall be my people. The next verse. Wherefore? Come out from among them and be ye separate, says the Lord. Touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. Hallelujah. Yeah, you can have your seat. In Genesis chapter 12, what we read, God called Abraham to bless him. But this is the first thing He said to him. He said, now the Lord said to Abraham, go from your country. Can you say, go from your country? When the Lord wants to bless a person, there is the location. Amen? There is the location of the blessing. I'm not talking about a physical location. The first thing that God told him, remember, this passage we read in Genesis was a passage where God was promising to bless Abraham. Do we remember? The first thing God said to him was, go from your country. Go from your kindred. Go from your father's house and go to the land where I will show you. Listen to the children of God. There are too many of us praying for a blessing that are still attached to the country God says get out of. I am not meaning your Cameroonian country or your Nigerian country or your Finnish country. Many of us say, we do not belong to the country of God at all. Amen? But of course, we come to church, but we still like to dress like people in the world. We still like to talk like people in the world. We still like to go to the places that people in the world go to. This is what God said. Come out from among them and be ye separate. Condition number one for receiving from God, you must come out from them. Abraham, he had to leave his father's house. Why did God tell him to leave? His father's house was a place of idolatry. It was a place where people do not serve God, and God wanted to separate him and make him a people unto himself. Come out of among them. Come out from there. I am tired of seeing Christians that look like the world. Somebody was telling me, if I go to a bus stop and I see church service is closing and it's time where a club is closing, will I tell the difference between church people and club people? Because even though you are in church, you are still among them. It's only in the church of God you see people that will dress. Ladies, I'm sorry. Let me talk to you a little. You see, ladies will dress to the church of God. There's some pattern. We don't want to see those things. Amen? Wear a very tight trouser. It's very, very tight. As you are walking, at the back, it is saying, amen, hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah. We don't want to see those things. Why? When you tell somebody, sister, why is it like this? You say, please, don't judge me. This is what the Bible says. You want to receive from God this month? Come out of them. There was a day Pastor Tai was preaching here. He told some people that were sitting at that back seat to leave. Why? Because the skirt they were wearing was very short. Don't confuse the man of God. When you ask them, why? Please, don't judge me. It is fashion. Listen, come back. There is a Christian code of conduct. There is a Christian lifestyle. You want to receive from God, then begin to live like God asked you to live. Begin to live the Christian way. Some people will not greet me after service. Are we together? Listen, God is not calling crowd. Jesus said, many are called. How many are chosen? How many are called? How many are called? How many will be chosen? God, Jesus fed 5,000 at one time. Only the men. We have not counted women and children. At another time, he fed 4,000. Only the men, no women and children. Different set of people. On the day of Pentecost, how many of them were there? 120. Where are the thousands? God is not interested in the number. You want to receive the blessing? Come out of them. Philip took the message of God to Samaria. After he had finished preaching and people had repented, the first thing they did, they gathered all their stuffs and burned them. That is how you show that you are now entering into the kingdom of God. You do away with the things of the past. You do away with the things of the world. The reason why some people come late to church, sir, I couldn't finish my makeup on time. I couldn't do this one on time. Just physical appearance. You are still living in the world. Condition number one, you must come out from them. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. God said to Abraham, come out from your country. There is a way things are done in your country. That is not the way you live anymore, because now you are a Christian. You live the way things are done in heaven. Are we together? I've heard some people say, no, I'm an African man. Sorry, sir. The day you became a Christian, you stopped being an African man, you became a Christian man. Stop hiding behind your culture to commit sin. Are we together? Yes. He said, come out from your country. Come out from your family. There is a certain way things are done in your family. Some of you say, in my family, on the first day of the third year in the moon calendar, there's a way you call it. Every firstborn son of the seventh son of his third father must present himself outside and look up for 10 years. Now you are born again. You are still keeping on those kind of things. God said to Abraham, come out from your family. Amen?
Amen.
Those are not lifestyles you should continue to live. He said, come out from among your people. Every way of doing things that is not God's way, God is calling you out of it. And I pray that you will heed that call in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I say, I pray that you will heed that call in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In Isaiah chapter 52, Isaiah chapter 52, verse 11, this is what the Bible says. Depart, depart. Go out from there. Touch no unclean thing. Go out from the midst of her. Purify yourselves. You will bear the vessels of the Lord. If you claim to bear the vessel of the Lord, God is saying, depart, depart. We live in Finland. In summer, all the ladies, they wear short things like this. And you too, Christian. It is summertime. You are wearing short things like that. We live in Finland. You know what baffles me? I say, Christians, Christians, Christians. You dress your children with those kind of skimpy stuff. And tomorrow, when you see on Facebook, 45-year-old man, raped 10-year-old girl, you are something, they have come again. Christians! He said, depart! Depart! Come out from that lifestyle. That's not godly. It's not godly. We live in Finland, where if husband and wife quarrel, the wife will tell the husband, go and sleep in the sitting room. And because we live in Finland, you two, wife, you tell your husband, get out of the room, go and go and sleep in the sitting room. Depart, depart. I tell your neighbor, depart, depart.
Depart, depart.
Say to your neighbor, depart, depart.
Depart, depart, depart now.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Should I stop?
No.
One who has come out from among them, that's the one God is going to bless. That's the one God is going to speak to. That's the one that is going to receive the increase from the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
I said amen.
Amen.
Number two, one who has entered into a new life. Number one, who will receive from God? One that has come out from among them. Do you know there are some people that have pretended to come out? They have not entered into a new life. Amen. They pretend that they have come out. You see them, they do not do many of all these things we are talking about. But they not enter into a new life. You must come out and you must enter. John chapter 1 verse 12, the Bible says, for as many as received him, to them gave the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on what? His name. That is the new life. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17. Therefore, if anyone be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things have what? Listen, there are two things in that passage. All things, number one, they have passed away, and all things must become new. If you claim that all things have passed away, we do not see new things in your life. You have not started. Are we together? And so, you must have entered into a new life. John chapter 3 verse 3, the Bible tells us, except a man be what? Born again. He cannot enter into the kingdom of God. You want to receive. God does not bless people that are not in his kingdom. You want to receive from God. You must become born again. I am not saying, just saying it by mouth. Hey, I'm a Christian, I go to church. What church do you attend? Covenant Parish, that black church. That's not what I'm saying. And you must be born again. It must show in your life. Your life must change. Hallelujah. This is what God told Abraham. He said, now, the Lord said to Abraham, go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you. You go from one place to another place to the land that I will show you. Praise the Lord. Number three, who can receive from God? One that understands clearly God's purpose for the blessing. One that understands clearly God's purpose for the blessing. Verse 2, Genesis chapter 12, this is what the Bible says. And I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great. Please, can we put that passage on the screen? I want us to see that together. Genesis chapter 12. Genesis chapter 12 verse 2. Genesis 12 verse 2. Then we read it together. Can we read together? And I will make of thee a great nation. Listen, this is the promise of the blessing. And I will bless thee and make thy name great. And what? That last part is the purpose for the blessing. This is what it says in my translation. It says, I will make your name great and I will bless you so that, can we say
so that
you will be a blessing. There are many Christians that want to receive the blessing of God and sit on it. God does not bless you for the sake of blessing. When he blesses you, there is a so that. Amen? When he blesses you, there is a what? So that. I want to tell something in 1 Samuel about a woman called Hannah. And Penina married to a man called Elkanah. Penina had many children. Hannah did not. And you see, Hannah wanted to have a child. But why? Yes. This is what the Bible says. Every time there was a feast, Elkanah will give more portions to Penina. And you come to Hannah and say, Hannah, dearie. Hannah, sweetie. You know I love you, dearie. But you know, it's not true. Hannah wanted more portions. God does not answer your prayers because you want more portions. God does not answer your prayers because you just want to show off. When Hannah went to pray, Hannah said, Lord, give him to me and I will give him to you. God said, aha, now you understand the reason for a blessing. A blessing is to be used for God's purpose. Hallelujah. You can pray, God, I want a car, I want a car. God bless you with a car. And then your brother says, sorry, sir, I'm going to Lepavara. Where are you going? He said, I'm going to Itakesus. I would have loved to help you. There was one brother. It was a very funny story. He went somewhere, carried church people somewhere. In fact, as they were going on the way, he just kept saying, oh, my fuel, oh, my fuel. Oh, my fuel, oh, my fuel. You know, the brothers were just looking at him. And one of them said, see, please, let me buy fuel for you. The blessing of God is for you to use as a blessing to others. Amen? When God blesses you, leave your hand open. Hallelujah. Do you know what God wants to make you? God doesn't want to make you a deposit of blessings. He wants to make you a channel. Hallelujah. He wants to make you a channel. When he says, enlarge my coast. Do you know, we pray the prayer of Jabez a lot. Jabez said, God, enlarge my coast. I was trying to research into the life of Jabez. Who is this Jabez as a person? Trying to check history and all that. Read a lot of things that the Jews themselves wrote. And this is what they said about Jabez. That Jabez was a scholar. He was a scholar of the law. And he had so many disciples. That in fact, he built a city just for people that are studying the law to live there. You see, 2 Chronicles chapter 2, verse 55. He built a city. And the name of the city is called Jabez. And so when Jabez said, God, enlarge my coast, what did he use the enlargement to do? He used it to. Do you understand what I'm talking about? When you pray, God, enlarge my coast. Why should God enlarge your coast? So that you can go around and say, this is he whose coast the Lord has enlarged. Sometimes I see Christians come to give testimony. I shake my head. Because your testimony is not giving glory to God. It's giving glory to you. Have you had those kind of testimonies? And so when I came from the room that night, I saw a very big cockroach on the wall. And then I prayed. As I was praying, it was coming. I was praying, it was coming. I was praying, it was coming. I said, no. I went to the wall, took an empty oil, I started to pray the more. As I was praying, brethren, you must pray. As I was praying the more, the cockroach died. Somebody shout hallelujah. Who have you given glory to like that? Sorry, who have you given glory to like that? God is not interested in helping you to show off. When you are praying, God, enlarge my coast. Why should God enlarge your coast? You must be ready to pour out of yourself. You must be ready to give out of the blessing that God has given you. Amen? Because by the way, you are a steward of God's blessing. The Bible says, he said, what do you have that you have not received? If you have received everything that you have, why do you claim to have everything? I want to announce to you, there are no achievers in Christendom. We all, every one of us in Christendom, we are all receivers. Are we together? There is no Christian that is an achiever. You are a receiver. Can you say I am a receiver?
I am a receiver.
There is nothing you have that you did not receive, sir. No, but I went to work. I did 20 hours that week. And I made this money. May God not switch off your strength. May God not off the tap of your oxygen.
Amen.
There is nothing you have that you did not receive. Hallelujah. So, why must God bless you? Why must you receive from God? You must understand the purpose. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 55. Then the Bible tells us about Jabez. That there was a city of the scribes. The name of the city was called Jabez. This man, he had become his, the enlargement of course. He did not use it to build a palace for himself. Amen. Number 4. Who would receive from God? One that can handle the increase. One that can handle the increase. I'm talking about your capacity to receive the increase. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
If I have a jug of water, and I promise you, I want to increase your water content with this jug, and then you bring a small glass of water, what will happen? Can I increase your capacity? Can I increase your water content with that job? No. Because you do not have the capacity to handle it. There are too many Christians. You do not have the capacity to contain the blessings of God. God blesses you now. Your shoulder rises like this. Your voice grows too low. It is not with you. There are too many proud Christians in the church. Because God has blessed them now. Before God blessed them, 12 used to slab to church. You walk together to church, you are gisting, you are talking, so when you see plantain on the road, you buy and eat, you share. Now God has blessed you, you blow past, you blow dust on your face. And then when maybe you come, as I was coming, I saw that plantain that we used to buy, take it. But I don't sell it. Lord, help us in Jesus' name.
Amen.
That is the reason why God does not bless some people. You do not have the capacity to handle the blessing. You do not have the capacity to handle the blessing. I pray God will give you capacity.
Amen.
Listen, if God chooses to bless you, it's not because you are better than other people. Genesis chapter 22, we do not have time to read the passage. I'll just tell you the story from verse 10 to 12. One of the prayers that Abraham had been praying all his life, and one of the promises that God gave to Abraham was, I will give you a son. And God gave him a son. In Genesis 22, God says, Abraham, take your son, your only son, the one you love. Listen, he had two sons. There was also Ishmael. God did not recognize him. That's why I said, your only son. Amen?
Amen.
So take your son, your only son. He had another son, the one he did not really love. God was trying to be specific. The one you love. And offer him as a sacrifice to me. And the Bible says, Abraham gathered everything. As they were going on the way, Isaac said, Dad, I can see the wood. I can see the fire. I saw the knife in your back pocket. Where is the man? Intelligent child. Abraham said, God will provide for himself a sacrifice. Amen. See. Those are not the tests. It was where Abraham got to the altar, tied his son, put him there, took the knife off, and the Bible says, and he went to kill him. God said, okay, stop. Now I know that my blessing upon your life is not bigger than your love for me. There are too many of us. When God answers that prayer you have been praying about, you forget him. I can see your faces here. There are some of you prayed and fasted for visa. You prayed if you do this for me, for the rest of my life.
As soon as the thing came like this, you call your guys, man, guys didn't on show. Today we are begging you to come to church.
There are many of you. Lord, I need a job. I need a good job. Give me a good job. Give me a good job. When you get the job, you begin to tell pastor story. You see, my work hours are too much. I just can't cope with it anymore. You see, so if I can go to work and I come to church, pastor, you want to kill me?
God is looking at you. That is the reason why God doesn't give some people blessings. God will say, this one, I just bless this one. That's the last time I will see him in my kingdom. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Let me try to round up very fast. Number 5. One that has an altar that is constantly burning with fire. Earlier, when I started this message, I told you that Abraham built tents. Those were temporary structures. But there was something else that Abraham built that was a permanent structure wherever he went. Can somebody tell me what it is? An altar. You do not build altars with ropes or cloth. You build it with stone. Everywhere Abraham went to reside, he built an altar there. He built an altar. An altar is the place of prayer. An altar is the place of fellowship. An altar is the place of communion. Bible tells us in Leviticus chapter 6 verse 13, when God was giving the law to Moses and the people, he said, when you build the altar, make sure that the fire does not burn, does not stop to burn. The fire must continuously be burning on the altar. Do you know there are some of us Christians, the only time you pray is when you come to church. In fact, when you even come to church, you don't pray safe. There are some of us, the only time you study God's word is when we are doing Bible reading. Listen to me, child of God. If God is going to enlarge your coast, you must be ready to labor. Jesus said, the Father knows what you need before you ask. It's not God is asking you to pray, not because he doesn't know what you want. Why is he asking you to pray? He wants you to have a fellowship, a relationship consistently with him. If God answers your prayers all the time without you praying, people will not even remember God. And so he's asking you constantly, be with me. I know what you need, but just ask. Anyway, Jabez. The Bible says, Jabez prayed. Amen?
Amen.
Is somebody ready to pray? I said, somebody ready to pray. Now we're going to rise up on our feet. I want to just stop here. There are a few things I would have gone ahead to say, but because of time, let's rise up on our feet. We're going to pray. We are going to pray. You see, earlier we're praying that God should break every yoke, break every chain. I know the God that breaks chains is still available. But the thing is this, chains cannot be broken. You cannot receive from God except you are ready to receive from God. Except you are ready. And that's why I've been talking to you today. Listen, if you are here, you're not born again. You are not a Christian. All the prayers we are going to be praying today doesn't concern you. If you are here, the things of the world is still so much in your heart. All the prayers we are praying today doesn't concern you. I am not saying become a Christian now so that God can answer your prayers. No. Become a Christian so that you can become a Christian and have a relationship with God. But today, this month, our month of increase, we are going to be praying for an increase in this service. And we are going to be praying. Only people who know God, who are related with God, can pray this prayer. Hallelujah. 1 Chronicles chapter 4 verse 10, the Bible says, and Jabez called upon the God of Israel. We are going to call upon God today. Jabez called upon the God of Israel. Jabez called upon the God, saying, oh, that thou would bless me. You are going to say, Father, say, Father, bless me today.
Bless me
this week. Bless me this month. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. As you go on this week, as you move around, you will receive the blessings of the Lord. As you move around, the hand of the Lord will bless you, will be released to you. In the name of Jesus. Say, Lord, release your blessings. Release your blessings. Release your grace upon my life. This week, in the name of Jesus, in this month of increase, in this month of increase, release it upon my life. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Say, Father,
increase my
coast. Enlighten my coast. And make me a blessing.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Jesus. Open your mouth and pray like that. Enlarge my goals. Enlarge my goals. Make me a blessing. Make me a blessing to my generation. Make me a blessing to my world. Make me a blessing, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Make me a blessing. Make me a blessing. Enlarge my goals in the name of Jesus. God, thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Jabez says, Lord, let your hand be with me. You are not going to live your life by yourself anymore. You are not going to live your life without the presence of God anymore. You are going to say, Father.
Father.
Say, Father.
Let your presence.
Abide constantly with me.
Father.
In the name of Jesus. Don't be about to pray like that. Lord, send your ever abiding presence. Send your ever abiding presence into my life. Let your presence constantly abide with me. Let me dwell in your presence. Let me dwell forever in the house of the Lord. In the presence of God. Let your hand be with me in the name of Jesus. I will not go through life on my own. I will not go through life on my own anymore. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Jabez says that you will keep me from harm. Every weapon of darkness targeted against your life shall not prosper.
Amen.
Because God will keep you from harm.
Amen.
Jesus said, he was teaching the people to pray. He said, pray. He said, God, deliver us from evil. He said, deliver us from evil. We're going to grab it. He said, Father.
Amen.
He said, Father.
Amen.
Deliver me and my family.
Amen.
From every evil.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Me and my family. Me and my family. Deliver us from evil. In the name of Jesus, we refuse to be victims of darkness. We refuse to be victims of the works of the devil. We shall not fall victim. In the name of Jesus, myself and my family and my household, we are delivered. We are kept from evil. We are kept from evil. In the name of Jesus, we are kept from evil. We are kept from evil. God, help us. Help us. Help us. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, my Father. Yes, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
Bible says that God granted his request. I know God is going to answer somebody's prayers.
Amen.
Say, God has answered somebody's prayer.
Amen.
But this is what you are going to pray. Ask God to increase your capacity to handle your
blessings.
Listen to me. Before you start praying, I want you to pray this prayer as seriously as ever. If your capacity is not big enough, God will not pour. God does not waste blessings. God does not waste. If your capacity is not big enough, God will not wait till you keep waiting for you to enlarge your clothes, to increase your capacity. The woman went to meet the prophet Elisha. Said, my husband is dead and the debtors have come. Said, what do you have? Say, I have a cruse of oil. The prophet said to her, go and borrow vessels. Borrow what? Many. Not a few. The moment the vessels finish, the oil stopped to flow. If your capacity is not big enough, there is nothing you can receive from the Lord. Why don't you say, see, maybe there is pride in your heart. A pride that blessing will make to blow. Maybe there is anger in your heart. The anger that blessings will make to blow. You are going to ask God, God, make me capable to receive your blessing. Open your mouth and say, God, increase my capacity. The capacity to handle your blessings. Capacity to handle increase. The capacity, Lord. What do I need? Is there anything in my life that will stop the flow of your blessing? Is there anything in my life that will stop the flow of your increase? My God, oh my God. Take it away in the name of Jesus. Take it away in the name of Jesus. Uproot from my life. Uproot from my life. God of grace. Hey. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. The Bible says God blessed Solomon. The blessings of God upon Solomon made Solomon to lose his sense. He went and married many wives. Maybe you are here. You like to party so much. And God says, when I bless this one, he will just go and start living a life of party. Maybe you are here. You like fashion so much. And God says, when I bless this one, he will be staying in H&M. God is going to change it in your life.
Amen.
God said, Father,
anything in my life
that will stop you from blessing me, take them away in the name of Jesus. Take them away. Take them away. Take them away. Take them away. In the name of Jesus. Everything in my life. Everything in my life. That will stop you from sending your blessing. That will stop you from releasing your unction. Take them away, Lord. Whatever sin, whatever weakness, whatever challenge. devil, remove it. Remove it. In the name of Jesus. Remove it. In the name of Jesus. And if you can, I refuse to be hindered by lifestyle. I refuse to be hindered by attitude. I refuse to be hindered by desires of the flesh. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Help me, Lord Jesus. Help me, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
You are going to pray, finally, that God will make you heavenly conscious. You know what the Bible says? Where the treasure of a man is, there is heart to be also. If your pursuit of blessing is just to satisfy your earthly desires, God is more interested. If your pursuit of blessing is just to satisfy your earthly desires, God is more interested. The Bible says, if in this life alone we have hope, we are all men most miserable. You are going to say, Father, let my consciousness of heaven be increased in the name of Jesus. Increase my consciousness of heaven. Increase my consciousness, my desire for heaven. Increase my desire for heaven. Let the reality of heaven be the focus of my heart. In the name of Jesus. Let my consciousness for heaven, let it increase beyond power. Let it increase beyond power. In the name of Jesus. Help me like that, Lord. Help me so, God.
Bye.